no credit check,
okay,
no requirement to pay it back, and it went into my business bank account,
okay,
$146,000.
What are some recommendations or suggestions to properly set ourselves up to be prepared,
right,
or to get right?
But it really starts with your business plan.
Okay.
Most entrepreneurs have this vision and they just dive into it,
yeah,
and they forget to put their vision down on paper.
The average entrepreneur should be applying for 20 to 30 grand a month.
21 to 30 grand a month. If you apply for 21 to 30 grand a month, you have a 99% chance of getting a grant.
It has to work or it has to work.
Welcome to Circle of Greatness. I'm your host, Nehemiah Davis, and I'm super excited about today's show because we're about to show you how to get this money that you possibly don't have to pay back. And we're talking all things grants, funding, and growing your business. So I got a super special guest, Coach K. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Thank you.
I've been seeing you on the internet, like helping all these people get all this money with some grants and doing all of this. I'm like, I need you to come on the show, break down what grants are, break down how to get them, and just how to properly structure these businesses so they prepare for growth. And I'm just happy to have you on. How you feeling?
I feel good. I'm ready.
Okay, good. Well, thank you for coming on here. So grants, like why? Like I've been seeing grants and I've been hearing about grants for a long time, right? And how did you get into this game? Like you're helping people get grants. You're writing grants for yourself. You're writing grants for people. Like what, like how did you discover grants? Most people's like, and I'm sure you could touch on business credit and all those things, but a lot of times we're not even thinking about grants. Like the closest thing to a grant that I can remember is when I was in college, they say, yo, you can go apply for a scholarship. That's like a grant essentially.
Absolutely.
But we never done it because I don't feel like I had the credentials. So there's so much unleft money. I'm sure there's a ton of money out there that's not being used because I don't think we know about it.
Yeah, sure. So grants are just debt-free funding, right? So
I like
there's
that.
No credit check. There's very limited requirements to get it at times. And it's available for anyone.
Got it.
So there's business grants, there's personal grants. And I had a child, I have a child care facility.
Okay.
And I had exhausted every avenue.
Yeah.
Parents, business credit, yeah, lines of credit, home equity line of credit.
Yeah.
And what I found is I was putting myself deeper in a hole instead of climbing out.
Mm.
And I turned to grants. Grants saved my business.
Okay.
So I was able to get access to grant funding to continue to grow and nurture my vision and my passion of building out my childcare facility.
Wow.
My first grant was $500.
Okay.
Most people are like, $500 does absolutely nothing. But it gave me the confidence to know that there was additional funding out there for me that I didn't have to pay back. So that's kind of where my journey started. So I started doing it for myself. I just continued to be consistent with applying. And it just opened up avenues for me to start helping others as well.
Wow. So let me, so I will, because you went over that. So you opened up a daycare and you were sync. What happened? They don't got CCIS no more. They still do that?
Yes. So they okay. do have, we call it our DHR CCA.
Okay.
So we do have
what
that.
What DHR mean? I'm sorry.
Department of Human Resources.
Okay, perfect.
We have CCA.
Okay.
But there are a lot of parents who don't qualify
okay.
for funding based off of income
okay.
and things of that sort. So we still needed a space for those parents to come in and have their child to be, you know, able to have child care.
Okay.
So those parents sometimes fall behind.
Mm.
They don't pay. You still have staff you have to pay. You
100%.
Still have, you know, expenses and overhead and utilities. So and sometimes those checks are not always coming in the way that they should,
yeah,
even though they were government funding. Sometimes there's a lag. So what I found is that I was using a lot of my personal capital.
Mm.
I was still a working entrepreneur at yep. that time. So yep. my 9-to-5 was paying for my LLC.
Yep.
So it was just things of that sort. So yeah, that's how grant funding came, helped me continue to develop my business.
So the first grant was $500. What did you say the second one was?
The second one probably was in the maybe about $10,000 or $15,000.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
My largest grant personally was $146,000.
Wow.
So I received a lump sum of $146,000 for my business.
That you ain't got to pay back.
I have to pay back.
Wow.
No credit check.
Okay.
No requirement to pay it back. And it went into my business bank account,
okay,
$146,000 for me to develop my business.
Yeah. So talk to me about it. I know a little bit of your story about you were working in banking.
Absolutely.
Right. I want you, like, Why did you start banking? Did you graduate? You went to college or anything like that?
I attended Alabama A&M University. Okay. Right. Original passion was to be a sports lawyer, sports attorney.
Nice. You like sports?
I do.
What's your team?
I'm more of a player. I'm not into it as much as I used to be, but I'm more of a player. I like players than necessarily teams, but I am a sports person.
Who's your favorite player?
I don't know. Football, I would have to say, I don't know. Okay. I don't think I have a favorite. I just like it.
Like
I
love it.
So initially, I wanted to be a sports attorney.
Sports,
So we, while I was in college, I started working for a small payday loan company. And then we just kind of drifted into banking. And in finance, I grew a passion for finance.
Okay.
So I decided that, you know, hey, I don't think I want to go to law school. Got pregnant with my daughter at that time as well. So I started banking. And went directly into consumer banking and consumer lending, and I loved it.
Okay.
I love being able to help people. I love being able to educate my community in the banking aspect. I worked in every avenue of the banking, from private lending to commercial lending. But what I noticed is there was a lack of knowledge when people came into the bank. And then I also noticed that a lot of people who came in and needed funding or were able to get approved for funding didn't look like me. So I wanted to be, or I started this journey so that I could be that resource hub. So they could come to me and say, hey, coach, this is what I need. So I could essentially put you in the game, right? So
good.
This is what I need. This is what I, this is my passion. This is kind of what my vision is, and I can provide you with the resources to reach your goal.
That's good. That's power. So essentially, you spent over 10 years in banking?
Over 10 years.
Wow. Yeah. So you know a little something about banking.
I know
you spent some time really learning that. Okay.
Yeah.
So you dived in the banking industry. You learned pretty much. So with that being said, like what, like you said, a lot of times we aren't prepared to get the money. We can't, sometimes we can't get the grant. Sometimes we can't get the funding. What are some recommendations or suggestions to properly set ourselves up to be prepared or to get right?
Business side, it starts with the foundation,
right?
And we hear it all the time. Have your LLC, have your documents in order, but it really starts with your business plan.
Okay.
Most entrepreneurs have this vision and they just dive into it and they forget to put their vision down on paper.
That's a fact. I've never had a business plan.
And so a business plan is a grant proposal, which a lot of people kind of miss out on opportunities because they don't have the business plan in place. So it starts with your business plan. When you're able to put your vision down on paper, it just makes it more impactful for you to actually dive into it. And then go into the foundation. So making sure that you understand your state filing fees, your annual fees, and that you are actually structuring your business and filing with the state. From there, you want to develop a relationship with the bank. We go in and we say, hey, I need $100,000 in funding, but we haven't even set up we haven't even opened a deposit account and put $5 in it.
You haven't even met the banker.
You haven't even met the banker. So develop a relationship with your bank. Most banks have a point system that they use and they grade you off the point systems. The more products that you have with the bank, the more trustworthy you are, the more they're able to, they believe in investing into you. So a checking account is a point. A savings account is a point.
Ooh.
A debit card is a point. A credit card is a point. You have multiple companies. You have multiple LLCs. You go in and you invest into those companies and you're utilizing the accounts and not letting them sit dormant. So you're developing a relationship. You come in, you bring your banker donuts. Hey, how you doing? Nice to see you today. Didn't want anything, but you're building that relationship. And now you have somebody, a banker that's willing to fight for you when you're ready to get the $100,000 and you have the credentials that show, hey, this customer's been with us for 6 months to a year. Let's see what we can do.
Okay.
So it's about building the relationship.
Got it. So perfect. So begin to build the relationship. Anything structure. So we talked about properly building structure wise. Is there certain things we need to be looking for or setting these things up a certain way or?
Absolutely. So the common mistake that most entrepreneurs make is when they want to establish their business, they put their home address on documents.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of home-based companies out there. When you are a home-based business, it makes the difference between a $5,000 credit card and a $50,000 credit card.
Mm.
A home-based business really doesn't have a need for a $50,000 line of credit.
That's smart.
But if you're a commercial building or you have a commercial space, I can understand why your overhead would need $50,000.
Yeah.
So having a brick-and-mortar space, that's the face or the brand of your business is definitely something that a big mistake that a lot of entrepreneurs make when they are walking into the bank and building their relationship, and they lack when they're doing the structure.
That's good. Is it okay to do like, you know, them address places, like
those address places are good.
I don't know if I'm saying, what do they call it?
It's virtual address.
Yeah, virtual.
So this is, as we know, the world of business credit and business structure, it's all over social media.
Yeah.
So you have to thank your bankers and your CEOs. They have social media as well. So they see, use a virtual address. Yeah. So sometimes when you walk in the bank, they tell you, you can't use a virtual address. So what I encourage my community to do is say, hey, Neo, I know you have this building over here. Can I lease out? Can I use your building as my commercial address and pay you $99 a month?
Mm.
So instead of giving it to a company, I'm giving it to my friend, but my friend just turned it into a business as well.
Wow.
So you're using your business and you're using your space, and they're able to use that as their brick and mortar space as well.
That's good. So essentially it's like a virtual address, but it's a real business.
It's a real business. It's a real business. It's not one that's oversaturated.
That
you definitely should.
Yeah.
It's not one that's oversaturated. There's not, when you Google it, there's not 100 other people that are there.
Using that.
Me and Neo and maybe 20 or 30 more other people.
That's good.
So if I have 30 people and I'm charging them $100.
Yeah. It's like $3,000 a month or something like that.
That's somebody
extra.
Rent.
You're darn right. Yeah. It's a salary right there. Yeah, that's fire.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so that's good. So now we know. So let me ask you, what I've had a nonprofit now for 15 years, and grants, I probably got 50,000, maybe 70. Like, and I'm gonna be transparent here. I guess it's a mix, because when I was getting grants, or I was raising money from friends and family, not even people giving $20, $10, $100, and we would go do our different charity events. And when the charity event would end, I'm traveling because we worked hard. I'm traveling out of town. People don't know I'm traveling. I had hookups, whether I'm on a buddy pass when I was getting started, a hotel hookup, like we traveling for minimum. So people would start to say, oh, you're taking on people money and you're traveling. You're taking people money. You're doing this. So it really made me, I'm like, forget this. I don't raise money no more. Like, it gave me an idea that I don't want to do this because you're under so much scrutiny, or I felt like I was under so much scrutiny. So I've never raised more than like 50K in grants, but I see a lot of these big businesses are using grants. I put up a post on Instagram the other day, and it was like, tell me what you got your degree in and where you work at. And her degree was in this one field, but she said, I'm accounting. We're looking for adding accounting's more finance people on our team. So I hit her up like, hey, what do you do for a living? I work in the grant department of this university. I'm like, so what does that mean? I handle every grant that comes in, the money of it. And I'm like, why won't I? This season, I'm going to go get me some grant money, because these big businesses are using it. These big businesses are getting debt-free funding, as you say. They're not paying grant. So I'm done with that.
Yeah.
I'm letting y'all know I'm outside and I already live a lifestyle. I'm already traveling. I'm not using your money, grants, whoever give them, to do frivolous things.
I thought about you the other day. Chick-fil-A has a grant. It's a $325,000 grant.
Wow.
And all they're looking for are people that are making a difference in the community.
Wow.
So the Nehemiah Foundation is making a difference and making an 100%. Impact in the community.
Wow.
So they're willing to give you $325,000 to continue to make the impact that you are currently making.
Yeah.
So most people think when it comes to grants, you have to have this extensive background and you have to have all this criteria. But there are companies and organizations like Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A gives out $5 million annually. So there are companies and organizations that will invest into your business and allow you to continue to, you know, do your 30 days of giving and things of that sort. So that's $325,000.
That you don't have to pay back.
Maybe a 10 or 15 minute application about you telling your story, telling the things that you've done and the impact that you've made.
That's crazy. And then I see you always post those. You're posting grants, maybe not that size, but similar grants every day like that.
Every Monday, I post 5 grants you can apply for every week. The average entrepreneur should be applying for 21 through 30 grants every month. I'm giving you 30 every month to go apply.
So that's crazy. So the average entrepreneur should be applying for 20 to 30 grants a month.
21 to 30 grants a month. If you apply for 21 through 30 grants a month, you have a 99% chance of getting a grant.
Wow. And peep this. I'm just throwing the numbers. If you do 20 a month times 10 months, that's 200. And if you do 240 after a year at just 20 a month, you close 10% of them, it will be 24. If you close two, it will be two. But what if it's that Chick-fil-A grant?
Exactly.
So you essentially are being paid. And I don't know this when it comes to grants. Can you get a salary or how does these things work?
There are companies who have a grant writer on their team. Mm. And that's their designated job.
Yeah.
There are websites like Hello Skip where you can automate your grant writing service.
Wow.
So Hello Skip is a platform. Right now they have over $1 million in grant posted on their website.
Wow.
You go to their platform, you can pay them a monthly subscription fee and it automatically applies for every grant that goes through their platform.
Wow.
So there are a lot of companies like that that will allow you to just go in and just say, hey, here's $100 every month. Or you can hire a skilled grant writer, which is something that I encourage people to do because grant writing can take time. So you hire a skilled grant writer that can go out and find the grants for you.
It's a no-brainer, though, when I think about it. I'm like, well, you hire a skilled grant writer. You know, I don't know what that costs, but let's just say $50,000 a year. I don't know what it costs to do that, right? But and they go start to find you grants and you get one of them large grants, three, but they're doing this full time, just finding you grants that, so why wouldn't we do this? Seemed like a no-brainer.
It's a no-brainer. Our community, I don't know why we are missing that piece, but other communities are taking advantage.
I told you why I was missing. I was so concerned about what people had to say. Yeah, I'm done with that because it's like, and Chick-fil-A, like, they're not checking social, like, you travel, you can't do that. Like, they don't.
Yeah, so where I seen the most and how I was able to get the $146,000 grant, I have a for-profit company, which was my childcare.
Yeah.
I developed a nonprofit company as well, which is a STEM-based program that came into my for-profit company to teach STEM education. As we know, all our schools are going to technology and math, and so the STEM. So we were able to connect the two, my for-profit and nonprofit. When I'm applying for grants, sometimes they say they want a for-profit company. Sometimes they say they want a nonprofit. I'm able to apply either way because I have both in my back door.
Wow. And it's so funny you say it. So one of my mentors, Carl, he owns the Urban Art Gallery. And I had him convert the Urban Art Gallery because we did so many children programs to a nonprofit. He's probably gotten, since that conversion, 500K in grants on the low end, probably since that tweak in the paperwork, not tweak, but you know, getting the nonprofit, which is crazy.
Yep.
I like that. So go the for-profit and the nonprofit model.
You figure out how your for-profit can, even if you don't have or have the vision to have a nonprofit, you link up with a nonprofit. Hey, Nehemiah, I know you got this nonprofit. I really don't have a passion to have a nonprofit, but this is what we can do together.
Wow.
So now we have this grant and we can say, you know, hey, this is what we're going to do.
Yeah.
And we can kind of connect that way. But I encourage everybody to either have a for-profit and a nonprofit or either have a nonprofit that they work directly with. Wow.
So let me ask you this, because you mentioned something. Some people don't have a 50K salary, can afford to pay someone like 30K, 40K, 50K, 60K, 70K. What you're doing, you're literally showing people how to go find and apply for these their self.
Absolutely.
So they don't even have to go pay somebody all this money.
Absolutely. I'm showing you step by step how you can apply for grants. Some grants require a grant proposal. Other grants just are asking you questions about your business.
Yeah.
Other grants require a 60-second pitch video. Wow. We can talk
about it. So some 60-second pitch for some, proposal for some. Everyone, I guess, is based on the requirements that the grant person wants.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep, absolutely. And a lot of times they just want to know more about your business. Most of the time, a business plan or a grant proposal will be sufficient to actually get you in the door to get access to grant funding. Wow. There are tons of grants. Galaxy Grant, for example, it's a 30-second grant application. They're giving out $3,750, and all they want to know is your first, last name, and what you're doing in your business.
Wow.
They give a winner out every quarter.
And you don't even got to pay this back?
You don't have to pay it back. You don't have to pay it back at all.
Wow. And you show people how to do it.
I show people how to do it.
Yo, listen, if y'all looking at this, I think you said it's grantmasterychallenge.com. You want to literally break all of this down.
Step by step.
Listen to me. If y'all hearing this, she's having a virtual event. Go to grantmasterychallenge.com right now and literally learn step by step. I mean, I don't got to go pay somebody 50, 60K. I could go figure it out on my own. Tell me the websites to go on to find these grants, all of those things.
Absolutely.
Don't play with it, y'all. Go to grantmasterychallenge.com. And I'm kind of happy that we're having this conversation because just sitting down with you gave me like almost reassurance that I should be doing this because I can't serve my people. Like I have money to give, but if somebody can help me amplify it, mm-hmm. for something I'm really, it's no capping. I'm really doing this give back thing out of my own pocket. If somebody want to help me amplify it, I'm being selfish by not going to go get that money because I can go serve and help a lot more people. Mm-hmm. Most so I'm happy. Thank you for that.
No problem. Most people, when they're looking for funding, they go to websites like Hello Skip and Hello Alice. But there is so much opportunity locally.
Yeah. Listen to this episode, you probably understand having one source of income is too close to none. And as one of the wealthiest people in the world, Warren Buffett says, if you don't find a way to make money in your sleep, you will work until you die. With that being said, I am finally exposing the industry to this very unique, very secretive way to make money in real estate that no one is talking about. No, I'm not talking about wholesaling. No, I'm not talking about fix and flips. No, I'm not talking about rehabs, right? No, I'm not talking about flipping contracts. I'm talking about event spaces. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and show you for $300. I'm going to waive that $300 fee and give you access to my free masterclass where I'm going to show you how to find your own location. I'm going to show you how to fund your own location. I'm going to show you how to automate this entire process. The same process that I help hundreds and hundreds of people do, I'm now pulling back the curtains. I'm going to help you do the same thing. So what I want you to do right now, go to eventspacemasterclass.com right now. Go ahead and register. And as soon as you're done, go back to the episode. Once again, go to eventspacemasterclass.com. I will see you in our next class. Talk about it, yeah.
So we'll use Atlanta for an example. Yep. The state of Atlanta, they have a small business development center. You can connect with your small business development center and they will tell you about local funding opportunities that are right here in your back door.
Wow.
So when you see online, you know, hey, my state just got $4 or $5 million for small business owners. That's how you make that connection. You're networking and you're telling them in advance, this is my business, this is my brand, and this is what we aim to do.
Yeah.
So when you are making a change and an impact in your community locally, it's best to go for local funding opportunities or connect with foundations that are local that will continue to encourage you to make that change and that difference.
Yeah. And so funny is like I saw, it's not funny, but Jeff Bezos, you know, they got a divorce or whatever. Exactly. And I think his wife got, I don't know how many billions, maybe a lot, maybe 50 to 100 billion, maybe more, but she's pledging to give it all away to nonprofits.
Could you imagine one particular nonprofit, she gave them $2 million.
That's crazy.
Could you imagine the impact you could make?
Oh my God. $2 million. What I could do with $2 million for the community? Golly, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And then the dope thing about it is you're really giving someone an opportunity. Like if they can understand this game, like this could be their full-time. I don't do philanthropy full-time. I do business full-time, but with grants, it could be a full-time. Just imagine being able to just help people full-time. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Yeah, a huge impact.
Yeah.
Huge impact.
Yeah, yeah. So I love the hair. So I'm super excited just about it. I also want to touch on, because I know you, I don't want to skip over the fact that you even help people with business credit too. Like I understand, I love the debt-free funding. Like I want y'all to get as much of that as you can. But I do want to even hear a little bit about that because I know you help people due to, and before I go there, I want to talk about, you told me that number seemed crazy too. I was like, wow, I really, what was one of the people you helped? What was the most?
1.7 million. She has a nonprofit organization. She received $1.7 million in funding.
She don't got to pay that back?
She does not have to pay it back. No, it's spread out over a period of time, but yeah, total $1.7 million.
Wow.
Yep.
She could do a lot of impact.
She has a program where she assists single mothers with postpartum and things of that sort. So, yep, 1.7.
And it's so crazy. It's like there's essentially, when you're talking to me and me hearing about just a few different people you said, there's almost an opportunity for everybody.
It's opportunity for
everybody. Helping mothers with postpartum. That's huge, though. Like, that's, but I didn't think it was a program for it.
With grants, it's available for any industry,
yeah,
any business. A lot of times we focus a lot on nonprofits because it opens up the door and window. There's real estate grants. The state of Atlanta had a grant that were giving out $50,000 for you to improve your commercial space. So you had to complete an application.
So that's for a nonprofit play.
No, that was a
excuse me. That's for like an event space.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Event
space. $50,000.
$50,000 to rehab your event space.
Yeah.
$50,000 to go in and make your event space what you want it to be.
We might not even go to business credit. Hold on. Let's hold on for, let me ask you this with the grants. How can I separate myself if I got 1,000 other people applying for it? You said a grant that they gave one a quarter out for $3,700, $50,000. I don't know how many of them giving out, but I'm certain that people may get discouraged. Like, well, they're only giving one a quarter out, 1,000 people applying, 100 people applying. I want you to touch on, like, is there anything that I could do to separate myself? And before you even do that, I got a message the other day from this young lady, and I may have answered my question. I believe a lot of people may not even be applying because she sent me a grant. She's like, yo, this got to be filled out by tonight. Can you send us out to your network? And it was like 30K. I'm like, not enough people already applied. So in my mind, I'm assuming that they don't even have a lot of options to even look at. And she already extended it, the deadline. So I'm like, people must not even be applying.
They're not applying. And that's it. There's so much money that goes unfunded annually. Wow. Every organization, every Fortune 500, they put aside most of the time 5% of their annual revenue to give back to the community, whether it's in charitable organizations or into small business owners. So when we're looking for grants, you can type in any business, Starbucks, Target, Chick-fil-A, and put grant behind it, and something's going to come up.
Wow.
So we're missing out on opportunities just by not applying. But what most people should do when they're applying for grants is you have to have that wow factor.
Talk about it. Yeah, the wow factor.
When
I like
you
that.
Are applying for grants, you have to have something that separates you from the other 100,000 mm-hmm. or 1,000 people that are applying. And you have about 10 to 15 seconds to capture the attention of the person that's reading your grant application. So what makes your business or your brand, or what separates your business or your brand from anyone else that's applying? If you're an event space owner, what are you doing with your event space to make an impact or a change in the community? Are you connecting with a nonprofit? Do you give discounted rates to single mothers?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feed the homeless with your event space? What are you doing with your business or your brand? If you're a restaurant, you know, are you providing healthy options? Are you teaching about, you know, recipes and vegan and things that, you know, change the community and make an impact? So it's all about what you're doing in your business, in your brand, and what separates you from anyone else that's applying, and makes your business and your brand stand out. And that's how we get access to grant funding.
I mean, just hearing that, you got me like, I'm sitting here like, how much money I've been leaving on the table all these years? Like,
on the table.
Even if I just got an extra 200, 300,000 to serve my people, the amount of work in the last year I did, I've spent over $150,000 on giving. I did the water wells in Africa. We did the hospitals in Africa. We did a whole basketball court in my city. We did revitalize the court area. Like, it's like, and right now I'm about to go add more to the court, but I'm all going in my pocket to do it. So as I'm sitting there, I'm like, yo, how much more money did I leave on the table?
Tons of money. So there's a website called Instrumental for nonprofits.
Okay.
They have a tab on there dedicated to entrepreneurs or nonprofits that are making a change in Africa. Wow. So you could go to that website, plug in your information, be verified as a nonprofit.
Yeah.
And they're going to start sending you emails and alerts that say, hey, because you're doing or making a change in Africa, we want to invest into that. And here's a grant opportunity for you. So you are leaving millions on the table.
Don't even. Hey, guys, if y'all looking at this, I have to stop the show right now. Right. I want you guys to go to grantmasterychallenge.com right now. Like, I'm going to be a part of this the entire time this virtual event is happening, because I spent hundreds of thousands of dollars in my life on giving back. And it's all been, honestly, outside of friends and family, it's been out of the pocket, right? So imagine being able to get hundreds of thousands of dollars for a grant, for grants, for you to put that money into growing your business, put that money back in your community, put that money in making a difference. And the biggest mistake I've made is moving slow when opportunities like this are presented to me. I don't believe grants are going anywhere, but I do believe you waiting another year, another month, another 2 months, another 3 months, another 3 years, however long, is going to stop you from getting extra money to help you grow your business, to help you help your community and all the other ways that you can win with grants. So I want you to make sure you stop right now. Go to grantmasterychallenge.com right now. Go ahead and secure your seat and make sure whatever option you have to work with Kay at the highest level, Coach Kay, make sure you do that, right? Because this could be the thing that changes everything for your business. As you heard her say, her business was about to go under. That $146,000 grant helped save the business. And that could be your story as well. So go to grandmasterychallenge.com. And before the episode gets back, I want you to say, I got my ticket in the show notes below. And we'll see you shortly. Let's get back to the episode. So yeah, that's crazy. Just, I'm on it now. I'm on it. So that's a little, let's talk a little bit about business. Business credit don't even sound that attractive to me right now. Like, but let's still talk about why I still think business credit is important, because for me, I use my business credit so much. Like, I'm buying things. And when I put it on my personal side, honestly, that's affecting my utilization and all this. So there's so many benefits. I don't know if you could share some benefits of business credit and some maybe cards or ways we could go get business credit.
Yeah. So I'm a huge fan of business credit as well, because grants take time, right?
100%.
So we need an avenue.
How long on average grants could take?
It just depends.
But that's why you're doing 20 a month.
Exactly.
Mm. Yep.
But that's why you also have business credit to kind of go in and say, okay, this is what we're doing. And when we get the grant funding, we can kind of, you know, adjust accordingly.
Yeah.
But it's super important to have that avenue of business funding in place. Without business funding, I probably wouldn't have been able to start several of my companies. So
nice.
It's super important that you just have that resource and that avenue.
Yeah.
Always huge fan of finding business credit cards to have that intro rate, that 0%, 12 to 18 months, like the Chase card, where you can leverage that and it's not going against, or you know you're only paying your principal payment and it's not going against interest or your debt and things of that sort. So I'm a huge fan of business credit card, just making sure that we have that in place. I always advocate for lines of credits. I think every entrepreneur should have a line of credit. Most companies who made it during the pandemic had a line of credit that they could back on.
Mm.
So I definitely think every entrepreneur should have
a line of credit, because I believe there's a difference between a line of credit and a loan. So break down those.
Absolutely. So a line of credit is, it sits to the side and it's available for you to use when you need it.
Yep.
So just think of having a savings account that you could go to and pull from whenever you need it.
Yeah.
I love lines of credits because there's no cash advance fee. If I need to go in and get liquid funding, I can just withdraw. There's no cash advance fee. Versus a loan is going to give you a bulk sum of money and you have to repay that, you know, over a period of time. If your loan is for a 3-year time frame, after that 3 years, the bank is done with you and they've washed their hands and they said good luck. Your line of credit is revolving, so you can continue to use it, right? So with your line of credit in 3 years, what happens if your credit score tanked and you don't qualify for a loan again? Or what happens if, you know, your debt to income ratio is too high because now you use your personal credit? So that line of credit is just that additional safety net that most people really don't talk about and advocate as much. Yeah. And I'm a huge fan of lines.
That's powerful. So business credit, lines of credit, any banks you recommend for any lines of credits or anything like that?
I love credit unions.
Okay.
We sleep on our credit unions. Okay.
Like your local credit, like
your
a local credit.
Credit unions. Okay. And the reason I love credit unions is because most of the time your underwriter is either who you're talking to or they're in the building next door. Mm. So your big banks, because it's smaller. Mm. So your big banks, when you're applying for a credit application, your credit application probably, if you're in Georgia, your credit application probably goes to California. They don't see the person. They don't understand the story. They don't understand the vision. Versus your local credit unions, when you're walking in, you're speaking to somebody that's connecting with you, especially on a business level, and your business can grow with that bank as well. So credit unions are always big. Definitely an advocate of having more than one option. So your big banks are still a great resource as well. Citizens Bank has a no doc funding option.
Yeah,
right now.
My guy's got a $250,000 from Citizens. I'm about to hit them up.
Key Bank, if you have a, listen, even if you don't have a local Key Bank, I definitely encourage you to figure out a way to connect with Key Bank. Key Bank is doing pretty good right now. Navy Federal, love Navy Federal. That's definitely a great resource as well.
Is there any, anything you got to say? You go on and just say, hey, I'm looking to get a business line of credit. Is there a certain conversation you got to have with people?
Most mistakes that most entrepreneurs make when they are applying for funding is they don't give the full picture. So when they're applying for the grant application, when they're applying for the business application, they don't project their revenue on the business application. So if you are projected to do $100,000 in 2024, you want to make sure that your credit application reflects that you are projecting to do $100,000.
Mm. Meaning your personal credit?
Even if, yep.
Okay.
Business or personal.
Okay.
You want to make sure that that application reflects what you're projected to do. If you're only making $5,000 a month or, you know, $2,000 a month, the banks don't want to invest into you. So they want to invest into companies who are making revenue and growing and thriving. So you want to make sure that your business or personal credit applications reflect that as well.
That's good. So how important is, I didn't ask, and you said earlier, personal credit don't matter with grants?
Personal credits don't matter. Personal credit is not a factor with grants.
Wow. So they ain't even pulling your background check for credit wise.
Most applications won't even ask for your social.
Wow. So why wouldn't we be just, I'm about to be an applying person. My credit cool, but I'm just saying like, they ain't even, the credentials is like, so let me ask, because I was thinking about this the other day. Is there like a, what are things that I need to know right now? When I say this, like, of course, they want my name, my address, the name of my organization. Do I need a mission statement, a vision statement? What is some common things that are asked on most of these applications? Because what I've realized and what we've been working on, child Maddie J, I'm documenting the process with everything. So, like, there's a file where it's just all my credit cards and all my logins, and there's a file for everything about my business. And like, I'm building all these different files. So it's like, if somebody say fill out a credit app, it's the same. I already got everything I'm applying for a house. Here's the apply for a house package. Here's my last 12 months of bank statements. Here's my 2 years of tax returns. I'm just being able to, I feel like a lot of these things that you're saying, we can't even get them because we don't even got our paperwork right. Not even that we don't know the information, but we just can't. Where is the paperwork at?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So is there any common things that people are asking?
Yeah. So on the grant side, that's the importance of a grant proposal.
Okay.
So when you have
components of a grant proposal?
So you want to have an executive summary that just summarizes who you are, what you do, and the service you provide. That's usually your first paragraph. That's your attention grabber. That's when you go in and say, this is what I'm doing. This is the impact I want to make. And this is how your business or your brand can help me continue with that. Mm-hmm. You also want to make sure you have your mission and your vision. You have to present your grant proposal as if the person on the other side of the table has absolutely no knowledge of what you want to do, but you want to make them invest into you. So your vision statement and your mission statement is important. A budget is important as well. I don't want to just give you $325,000.
Yeah.
I want to give you $325,000 because you gave me a breakdown of how you're going to make a change or impact in your industry or in your community with that $325,000. So a budget that breaks down how you're going to use the funds is important as well. And those are pretty much the key components.
That's good.
A statement of need, it outlines exactly what you're going to do with the funding as well.
Yeah.
And you want to make sure that the owner's bio or a little bit about the owner, you don't want to overshare because
yeah.
you don't want to bore the person 100%. Reading your application.
Or I don't want to give too many credentials where they're like, you don't need this.
It, right?
Yeah, I need it. I need it, my boy.
So you want to make sure that you, depending on your business and your industry, you want to give them details about the owner, why you started the business, make them understand why it's a passion for yours as well. But it's definitely important to outline what you're going to do with the funds and be very cautious with the wording you use. People want to invest into growing and thriving companies and not necessarily hardship. So you want to stay away from those hardship words. And being selfish with your response. Most people say, you know, hey, I need grant funding because I want to start a business or because I want to purchase inventory. And they miss the key component of giving back or making a change or making an impact.
Wow.
Woo.
It's a lot of heat you just dropped. Is there anything that else that the people should know that we didn't? And I know you haven't talked, you're having a virtual event where you're going to be breaking down structuring for-profit and non-profit. I think you said building out the grant, how to write grant proposals, where to go find, like you about to do, you want talk a little bit about that, what you're doing with that.
So I'm having an amazing event that's for all entrepreneurs because grant funding is available for anyone.
Wow.
I'm going to break down step by step the key components of what you can do to get access to grant funding, how to write your grant proposal, where to locate grants, how to answer grant questions, and how your business can qualify for debt-free funding and make a change and make an impact.
Wow. Listen, and website you said, grantmastery.com?
Grantmasterychallenge.com. Grantmasterychallenge.com.
I'm messing your whole stuff up. Got you messing up. But no, I'm grateful for just the game you gave me. I promise you I'm going to make you proud with the information. Like, I'm going to literally find somebody that could do this. I'm going to go on the class, try to learn myself, but I know me, that probably won't be the best for me. I'm going to just pay somebody to do that for me. But just really understand, I'm going to really go try to go crazy this year with this because I think, I mean, all these universities are using grants. All these big businesses are using grants. Like, why wouldn't we? It's crazy when I think about it.
Every major corporation is either operating off a grant or they're giving a grant.
Wow.
Every major corporation.
Now tell me that. Could I give we was about to end this, but can I give some grants out?
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
How that work?
So
I want to give out a $5,000 grant.
You want to give out a $5,000 grant. Who would you want to invest in? Who would you want to give the grant to? Are you looking for somebody that's making a change? Are you looking for somebody that's active in the community? You could just say, you know, hey, I want to give out $5,000 to somebody who has an event space. So as the grantor, it's completely up to you who you would like to invest into.
That's good.
So it's all about what you want to do.
Okay. Well, I make sure ain't no certain requirements, but I could give out a grant.
Anybody can give out a grant.
Yeah. Me giving out a grant coming soon. So Coach, any last words, let everybody know where they could connect with you at. And thank you so much for just sharing just game and insight. And super grateful for your time.
No problem. Thank you. I just want everybody to take action today. Make sure you attend the Grant Mastery Challenge. I am going to drop all gems on how you can get access to grant funding, business funding, and more. I'm super excited to connect with all of you.
And let them know your social too.
Social media is It's Coach K, ITSS Coach K.
Make sure y'all tapping y'all. So thank y'all for this episode. Listen, I need to see in the comments that you're writing, I'm applying, or you already went and applied for one of the pieces of game that she gave you. So I hope this episode helps you go get tens of thousands of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars in grant funding to help you grow your business, to help you help your community. Have an amazing day. We'll see you on the next show.
Hey, thank you so much for tuning in this episode. I hope you're getting an extreme amount of value. I want you to go ahead and comment below, share with me your biggest takeaway. In addition to that, my number one goal is for me to be able to grow all of my social platforms so I can give you info, insight, strategy, and gain from every platform there is. So take a minute to follow me on Instagram at Neil DeViso, same exact name on Twitter, same exact name on TikTok, and follow me on LinkedIn at Nehemiah Davis. I would love for you to be able to be tuned into my articles and everything that I drop relating to helping you get to that next level in your life. Tune in.